AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's all up to Georgia to determine control of the U.S. Senate. Two runoff elections are being held today in Georgia. Republican Senator David Perdue's opponent is Democrat John Ossoff.
Georgia voters have never had more power than you have today.
In the other race, the challenger to Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is Raphael Warnock.
My name is on the ballot and the bus, but this is a collective effort. This is our day. It's about Georgia and about the future of our state.
Republicans are unified against President-elect Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights. But some fear outgoing President Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. Tomorrow, Vice President Mike Pence will preside over the Electoral College vote in Congress that gives Joe Biden the victory. President Trump is still claiming without evidence he was the winner. The president spoke last night in Georgia.
And I hope Mike Pence comes through for us, I have to tell you. I hope that our great vice president comes through for us. He's a great guy. Of course, if he doesn't come through, I won't like him quite as much.
At the end of the count, it will be Pence's job to announce who has won the majority of votes for both president and vice president. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver says he was caught off guard by the negative response after he ended his opening prayer on the first day of the new Congress by saying amen and a woman. Cleaver is a United Methodist minister and former mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. England is entering a third national lockdown that will last at least 6 weeks. The coach of the NFL's Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, tested positive for the coronavirus. He will not be on the sidelines for Cleveland's first playoff game since 2002. This is AP News. January looks grim around the world because of the resurgence of the coronavirus.
World Health Organization spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris says bluntly, January is going to be a tough one. She says many people seem to have the idea that, well, this coronavirus doesn't really have anything to do with them, or they're just tired of dealing with it. But that feeling, she says, has got to go away, as she puts it. The U.S. has had more infections than any other nation. Hospitals in Los Angeles County are so overwhelmed that emergency personnel and ambulances have been told to stop transporting patients to hospitals if they have no chance of surviving. The good news? Vaccines are rolling out, though more slowly than hoped. I'm Rita Foley.
George Whitmore has died. He was a member of the first team of climbers to scale El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. Whitmore died of coronavirus complications in California. He was 89. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.